I got wet yesterday because I took the advice of the wrong weather smoke.
Yikes.
Had a golf tournament yesterday, and somebody told me during the morning that there would be no rain, and there was rain yesterday.
Oh, no.
During the, I participated in the 30th annual Irish Open yesterday at Granite Links. Great tournament. Prior Group does it every year. And Curtis, you did not call for any rain, and there it was.
How much did it rain yesterday,
Greg? Ninth hole, rain. It was a deluge. A downpour. Absolute downpour.
Spell deluge.
And you didn't have the correct ear.
Is that okay, Wiggy? I said
I have no idea what deluge means.
Okay, so I got you on another one.
Yeah, what does deluge mean?
It means a lot of rain, a deluge.
Don't you say a lot of rain?
If you're keeping track, I've now used two words that Wiggy has an issue with. One was pseudonym at the start of the show, and deluge.
I bet a lot of people are like, deluge? What the hell does that mean?
No, I think most
deluge
people,
is pretty common.
Everybody keeps lumping me in with Wiggy, too, for the pseudonym thing, and I was actually spelling it correctly, but nobody ever.
No,
that is common?
Good job, Courtney.
Yes.
So people go, man, it was a real deluge out there today.
Yeah.
Yes. No, they don't. Shime, you are such a liar. So you're telling me you've hung out with a group of your friends, and you're like, hey, man, be careful. It's going to be a deluge out there today.
Yes, actually, yes.
Wiggy, you are 1,000% right.
Stop it.
Shime went to UConn. They can't even spell
Stop
UConn.
Stop it. Stop it. I don't care if you went to Harvard. You're not sitting there going, you know, bruh, supposed to be a deluge today. Make sure you got your umbrella.
We try to sound as pretentious as possible.
Stop it.
978 text. I was not aware, but a texter says we should get Amen Corner in here because he and Jay Leno went to the prom together. So when we have Jay Leno on the show, the road show in Newport, he can talk about that.
I'm worried about the Olivia Culpo jinx here.
You guys, I've never heard of this name in my life.
Maybe Amen was on his way to greatness until Olivia came around because Christian McCaffrey's in Germany. Something. This is the most bizarre injury.
Yeah.
Nobody knows when it happened, how it happened, what happened.
What is he doing? Is he doing some sort of experimental treatment thing in Germany, or is he just over there like having fun?
I think Peyton Manning's wife is pregnant again.
No, he's meeting with like a specialist, I believe.
Achilles tendonitis.
But Achilles tendonitis, couldn't that just kind of come on slowly?
I have no idea.
Tendonitis to me is more of
I feel like it's worse than just Achilles tendonitis if you're seeing a specialist in Germany.
Yeah, I would agree with you on that one.
Yeah. Again, I don't think it's an Olivia Culpo issue. I think he came on the Greg Hill show, and that's a massive jinx.
Oh,
you guys,
point.
I've never heard of this name in my life.
My apologies, Olivia.
Some were concerned about a Phil Collins jinx earlier based on his condition.
Yeah, I bet people were probably worried about a Bruce Springsteen jinx yesterday.
Bruce is in great shape.
We're dodging everything we can.
And Ken, just as long as we're talking about Chime and stuff, Ken is enraged by the Mumford rejoins.
Oh.
He says it's now like 3 weeks in a row the same rejoin has been played by Shime.
Really?
When was the last time I played a Mumford
Friday
rejoin? Okay.
He sends me texts every time you do it.
He does?
Cool.
Really?
6 days ago was the last time I played one.
Is it the same song, though?
No, I mix. I mix it up generally.
They have some bangers.
Yeah, they do.
I will say Mumford and Sons.
All right.
Yep.
Some bangers, but...
What'd you have for lunch at the Crossing Nines yesterday?
They provided a turkey wrap, of which I only had half.
Good. It's all about portion control.
Uh-huh, it is.
And it's pretty healthy anyway. Yes. So.
Right. What happened to your cucumber morning routine?
That ended out the window. When Lindsay nearly cut her finger off, if you remember correctly.
Oh, yeah.
Then she stopped making me cucumbers.
So came and went.
I think it's on me if I'm going to make them.
Got to do it yourself, Greg.
I guess so. You
it's
want
tough out here in these streets, Greg.
Want something done right, you have to do it yourself.
But I was told that was like a health game changer.
Right. I thought it was.
Oof.
I was under the impression that she was doing that for my health.
Oh.
Mm-mm. Yeah, just for a little bit.
I just don't think I could have that with like the vinegar and everything so early in the morning.
It wasn't vinegar. It was soy sauce and sesame seeds. And
sounds good.
You just chopped the little cucumbers up. Curtis, you're familiar with the tiny little cucumber.
Are you going to die?
Nope, I'm not going to die. I'm fine. I'm in great shape.
My favorite were the days that Greg would have that, and then he was at Ocean Prime that night. I'm like, I don't think the cucumber really matters at this point.
He was getting the cornichons.
We got to get to They Said It. Should we get Nate on quick?
Yeah.
Nate has been hanging on loyally for a while here. Hello, Nate.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up?
Nothing much. Listen, I've called before. I know you guys want Drake May to come in, and you guys seen the shiny new toy last night, and you're like, oh, look at this. We should do this with Drake May. Here's the difference between the two, okay, guys? They've got Dan Quinn and Cliff Kingsbury, okay? You got Gerard Mayo, never been a head coach before, okay? And Alex Van Pelt, which they're still trying to figure out the offensive scheme for this guy, okay? You have to go ahead, if you want to do this right, and you just got done with Mac Jones, okay, grooming the guy and having to start over again. Do you want to do this for the next 2, 3, 5 years again? And the other thing is, too, if you look at Gerard Mayo, or not Gerard Mayo, but Jaden Daniels, Jaden Daniels is a whole other beast compared to Drake May. Did you see the speed last night that guy has? So, I mean, plus the arm cannon with him. So, listen, I get what you guys want to do, but would you rather have him get messed up and be another Baker Mayfield or Geno Smith that his first stint that didn't end up the way he wanted it to, and he goes somewhere else and he succeeds?
Yeah, I mean, listen.
Just give it some time. Give it some time.
Start of the show this morning, 6 a.m. is when this show starts. Wiggy was wound tight because he watched Jaden Daniels last night with a horrendous offensive line look pretty good.
Yep.
And so he is suggesting that that would be the same outcome here with
Looks
Drake.
Pretty
May.
Good, all
you. Honestly, I can't dispute you on that. It's a pretty good argument.
I would ask these people, what happens next? Like, what's the benefit of sitting him?
And what evidence is there that Alex Van Pelt can develop a quarterback?
Like, all three rookie quarterbacks were good this week. All three of them. And, like, it just takes a couple games for them to get their beaks wet, and then they're figuring things out on the job.
But
that's
the caller
works.
Is suggesting that AVP
cannot
develop a quarterback.
Then why is he here?
Right.
Because
he's the only person who wanted the job.
And guess what? If you sit him for...
I'll take the job. I can do a better job. That's fine.
But I would
send me a playbook. I'll figure it out.
I would say to the caller, if you sit him for the whole year, who's going to be the offense coordinator next year? AVP. What's the benefit of sitting him?
Well, you sure that he's going to be the coordinator next year? I mean,
all right, then you're going to have a new coordinator, so he's going to have to learn a whole new offense.
Yeah.
But I would ask these people, say, sit him. What's the benefit in sitting him all year long? What do you get out of that?
Also, in the
Cui
Twitch,
bono.
In the Twitch chat, I can't read what their handle is, but Drake May will get killed if he plays now. That's the argument.
So that's it.
Can we have a rule that you have to have an original thought, like, from time to time? Like, I feel like we're just hearing the same exact things. We have debunked every single argument against playing Drake May. No great quarterbacks are actually ruined. The Patriots are not going to be very good. The only way you learn is by doing. The growing pains will be forced to endure. So let's do it in a year where you know you're not contending.
And what did Mayo say about Drake May when you asked him, well, what did you learn from the little bit of time, whoever asked him about him playing? What did he say? He's tough.
Yeah, okay. He said he took some hits.
Yeah, he's a tough kid, right? Yeah. So guess what? You're going to get hit. It's the NFL.
Yeah.
This whole notion of, oh, you can't play him because he's going to get hit. Guess what? You play in the NFL.
Well,
of course he's going
to
get hit.
Speaking of that notion, let's get to what Burt Breer said and what others said as a part of They Said It.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They
want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Mondino and have me facing. Maybe I'll grill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
What about the argument that Jaden Daniels played 55 games in college, so he is more pro-ready than Drake May is pro-ready?
Yeah, 90% of the time, the guys who actually play more games in college suck in the NFL, so that's inaccurate.
And then Drake May stopped 3 years at UNC?
Two.
Oh, it was 2 years?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
All right, where do you want to start, Sean?
Let's begin with Burt Breer. Here is what he said about how the Patriots should go find a veteran backup quarterback to supplement this roster. Here was Burt Breer.
I'm not for making this determination based on an injury. I'm all for making this determination based on Drake May's readiness. If, and I think that this is the case, if they've prioritized Drake May's development over almost anything else over the last 4 or 5 months, I think leaving something like when you're actually going to put him in a real game to chance is playing Russian roulette. Like, you do not want to do that. So if I were the Patriots, I would have spent the weekend looking at veteran quarterbacks and going and bringing somebody in and at least putting them on the practice squad. So if Jacoby gets hurt, and nobody's wishing injury on Jacoby Brissett, but I think we can all see it happening. I think we can all see what's going on out there. Like, the chance that he gets hurt is relatively high right now. I would go get a veteran backup to bring in just in case an injury happens and you're not at the point where you're comfortable putting Drake May in there for a full game.
This is nuts. This guy worked for NFL Network, right?
So you
that's
spent
right. And the Metro West Daily News.
You spent the number three pick on him,
right? So
and you're going to baby him until his development has reached the point that you want it to reach based on your plan. Like, that's nuts. So what? Go get Ryan Tannehill.
Albert Breer. The third overall pick, you would rather sit him,
yep,
and make him your third string quarterback.
Yeah.
If Jacoby Brissett gets hurt, you'd rather, like you said, get somebody off the scrap heap, yeah, whether it's Ryan Tannehill, whoever else.
Joe
is
Flacco. I mean, I don't
whoever's
know.
Out there as a quarterback.
Kaepernick, let's do it.
It's
just
nuts.
So you don't play him?
It's nuts.
Fun fact, Burt Breer is in the Mount Rushmore of gossips in the Boston sports media.
Really?
That guy knows all.
Well, I'd ask. So we're sitting him all year, and yep, what is the benefit for that, I would say, Albert?
He's going to get to the tutelage that he requires.
Okay, from Jacoby Brissett.
Okay, okay to use the word tutelage?
Tutelage is fine. I know that one. Okay, you'll get the tutelage from Jacoby Brissett and then maybe Ryan Tannehill.
Yep. All right, what's next, Shine?
Next, let's go to Patrick Mahomes. He discussed why Travis Kelce hasn't been getting the ball so far this season as much as says maybe they would like.
I mean, it's crazy because teams still, I mean, the respect factor they have for Travis is just unreal. I mean, it's well-deserved, but, I mean, we're calling a lot of plays for Travis, and it's like two or three people are going to him. So, I mean, he understands. I think that's the great thing about him is he wants to make an impact in the game, but he wants to win at the end of the day. And I'm going to try to do my best to keep feeding him the ball whenever he's there and whenever he's open. But, I mean, I think the more Rashee makes plays, the more we're able to run the football, the more we can get Worthy involved. I think that's going to open Travis up more. I mean, people are really emphasizing trying to take him away, and it's getting other guys open.
Yeah. Didn't look like he understood when he was sulking on the bench.
Nah.
He wasn't sulking.
Yeah,
he wasn't. You guys are miserable. Such, like, drama queens.
Courtney.
Those two, he was literally just standing there, not even breaking a sweat. And anybody that looks at that says, oh, he's sulking.
He looks
Give
sad.
Me a
he
break.
He looks sad.
Doesn't that tell you something?
He looked bored. That's what he looked like.
Doesn't that tell you something? The guy's playing in the NFL. He looks bored and not breaking a sweat. Something's up.
Oh, my God.
He chose love over football.
Oh.
That's okay.
He found love in a hopeless place.
He did.
It's
that's
either
okay.
love or maybe something's up at home.
Maybe you should stop showing up at every event that she invites him to and focus on playing football.
I liked it when they were dancing at the U.S. Open.
Shime, please help.
I was going to say, I would like to give some advice. You take my gambling advice for what it's worth, but just continue betting Travis Kelce unders until something changes because he has gone under the reception total three straight games. I think under the receiving yard total three straight games. So you're welcome.
On the Mahomes topic, I thought Bill was excellent yesterday with McAfee, and he discussed how the Chiefs are 3-0, and if you listen to Patrick Mahomes, you'd think they were 0-3.
Right.
And how that is just such a unique gift of a quality. And it was
also like a Tom Brady thing. Like
right.
When he was on this show complaining because they were 8-0.
Right.
If you remember, I think that was my first season
yep.
here, right?
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
Talk about, Max Kellerman. He should have said Travis Kelce fell off a cliff.
Because
the guy went from, what was it? What was this song he used to sing all the time with the Beastie Boys? What was that song he used to sing all the time, the Beastie Boys song?
I don't remember.
You gotta fight for your right to party.
Yeah.
He went from that to he looks, what do you call it, emote out.
Yeah, he does.
I feel bad for the guy.
He misses his boo.
He's just retired.
He's going to be in a new Netflix series, though. Not Netflix, FX series.
No.
But I got to tell you, Jason Kelce, what a win for him. This Ricochet bucks that have come his way.
I know.
Like, you can't turn on your TV. He was the center of the Eagles. Nobody knew who he was. Now he's got six podcasts. He's doing a thing with his wife about NFL Sunday. He's everywhere.
He's doing more than Bill is.
Yeah.
That's true.
It's the Taylor Swift effect.
Yeah.
The McCourty brothers were doing it, and what they never got no bump.
No, I mean, Jason Kelce. Jason Kelce was famous for standing up there looking like a joker after the Eagles won the Super Bowl.
I mean, there's been a lot of brothers in the NFL. I mean, actual blood brothers. Uh-huh. But when you date Taylor Swift,
yeah,
you get a little bit more juice.
Let me hear you say,
what's next, Shime?
Next, we can actually hear a clip from Belichick on his McAfee appearance. This may be an indication that he likes a specific team in the NFL, gives them credit for their talent, and that would be the Dallas Cowboys. Oh. This was Bill talking about the Cowboys' struggles and how they can turn things around.
Well, this is the same thing they ran into last year, right? You know, the games that they fell behind in early and teams that ran the ball against them, like Buffalo ran for 250 yards last year. You know, they had about three or four games where they gave up, you know, over 175 yards rushing and got beat. That was a little bit of the same issue they had last year. And of course, these last two at home, you know, are definitely a problem. I still think they can move the ball. I thought they moved the ball against New Orleans pretty well in the first half, too, but ended up with field goals. You know, Saints ended up with touchdowns and kind of the game got away from them. But look, the draft's over. Free agency's over. I wouldn't expect a lot of big trades here. I think there's enough talent in Dallas to, you know, to get things straightened out. But, you know, they got to, you know, look in the mirror and look each other in the eye and say, we're going to do it.
I think Dallas is the one place you could convince me Belichick might come
from. Yep. Another landing spot.
And earlier in that interview, Greg, he was given a question about Zimmer, the defensive coordinator for the Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one that I feel like most people would just take and say, you know, great coach, whatever. Bill didn't even address it and then talked about Micah Parsons and all the guys on that defense. Like, I don't know where he's going, but it just feels too organically
that's
perfect.
His landing spot. If he can put up with Jerry Jones,
I think so.
And vice versa, that's where Bill Belichick
no state income tax.
It's only for a couple of years. Right? Yeah. I mean, you only got to put up with Jerry Jones for, what, 3 years?
Yeah.
And that's what you do.
And Jerry Jones will genuflect in his direction. Like, I don't think Bill's going to have to.
Especially if he's in the shower.
Oh, yeah.
And, I mean, Jerry Jones worked with Bill Parcells.
It'll be a deluge.
I'm telling you, that's why I can't wait for this season to be over.
Yeah.
Because the potential landing spots for Bill are starting to grow. And what does he always do? When he talks about teams that have talent, he always brings up the mistakes that they made last year, yeah, just to kind of continue to say, see, if you hire me, they won't consistently make those mistakes year in and year out.
All right. Well, that is They Said It. A quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports at 8:20, Ty Law on a Ty Tuesday. But coming up next, can you sue someone who won't stop sending you nudes? One former presidential candidate is considering it.
Yeah.
And we'll get to that coming up next.